I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all well. Let's get into some entitled parent stories. Entitled mum buys a Christmas present that won't fit me on purpose, just so she can give it to her spoiled daughter instead. Hey guys, so something I saw on a subreddit recently sparked a memory and I decided to share the story here. Last year, my entire family and some friends decided to do one big Christmas party at one of my uncle's houses. It was about 30 to 40 people, I'd say. So we decided to do Secret Santa between all the family members and friends, and we were all pretty excited. Just in case any of you don't know the concept of Secret Santa, you draw someone's name randomly and buy them a present, but they don't know it was you who bought it for them until the exchange day comes. I didn't know at the time, but my aunt had picked me when we were drawing the names, and that is how this trash show began, ladies and gents. Let me start by saying that my aunt has an extremely spoiled daughter. She's the type of girl who has had so much handed to her, she thinks she's entitled to anything and everything. Oh yeah, folks, she's the type of girl to say, "I'm gonna tell my dad to sue you if you cause any minor inconvenience to her." My aunt has completely turned her into a rotten person, and she's by far the least liked between all the cousins. All of you keep in mind here, by the way, my entitled cousin is about a size 2, very small build, and I'm about a size 8. My entitled aunt comes over to my house very often, so she knows quite well that I'm absolutely not the same size as her daughter. So the party was going amazingly throughout the night. However, my entitled aunt didn't miss a single opportunity to display all the stuff she was giving her entitled kid that year for Christmas. Like, honestly, she brought all of my entitled cousin's gifts to the party, like 9 gifts, and just kept popping into the room throughout the night like, "Oh, here honey, have another gift." I mean, it kind of got tiring by the 5th gift, if you know what I mean. Anyway, the icing on the cake came about an hour later when my entitled aunt called all 40 people in the party to come outside in the super freezing weather. Welcome to Canada. This includes all the older folks and everything. She literally did not shut the F up until everyone had hauled their butts outside. So we got out there, right? And lo and behold, a car, for God's sake. My entitled cousin was 15 at the time, by the way, so it's not like she could drive the dang thing. Like, for real, it would be at least another year. Oh, and what kind of car, you ask? A freaking G-Wagon. Ugh, anyway. So finally, it came time for Secret Santa. Me and the other cousins were so pumped because we just watched some other girl get presents all night and it was finally our turn. So we went around in a circle, everyone revealing who they got and giving that person the gift, yada yada yada. It was finally my turn and my entitled aunt sprung up from her seat. I was just thinking like, "Oh snap, just my luck." Okay everyone, so I got OP in the Secret Santa draw and I think she's gonna love the gift because it cost me quite a pretty penny. I kind of felt awkward when she said that because that's a freaking weird thing to say, but I brushed it off and opened the gift. It was this gorgeous shimmery dress and it was just so breathtaking. For a brief second, I was like, "Dang, EA popped off this year, eh?" That quickly changed when I glanced at the dress's tag and saw that it in fact was, guess what, a size 2. Size 2. As soon as my entitled aunt saw that I noticed the size, she sprung back up from her seat, snatched the dress out of my hand, and with a very fake tone said, "Oh no, shoot, I had no clue. Well, we shouldn't let it go to waste." She handed the dress to her daughter and suggested she keep it since it just so happened to be her size, size 3. My entitled cousin gave me a nasty smirk, which I wanted so badly to just whack off her face, but alas, this was a civil family affair. After this, we very awkwardly continued on with Secret Santa until everyone had exchanged their gifts. So, the night came to a close, and overall, my entitled cousin got a G-Wagon and my dress and a bunch of other cool stuff, while I, out of 40 guests, was the only one who left that night without a Christmas present. Yay! I know that you guys who've read my other posts on this subreddit about Aunt Millie want more crazy stories with her, but sadly her role in this story was really short. But still super meaningful to me. Actually, I think we've met Aunt Millie before. Isn't she like an amazing aunt? I think I remember her from a few other stories a few months ago now. Don't worry if you don't know who she is. Anyway, Aunt Millie wasn't at the party because she was spending Christmas in the Bahamas with her boyfriend. Effing mood, am I right? When she got back, I told her the story and she was just so annoyed at the entitled aunt. Now, the entitled aunt is actually her sister. She called her up and gave her an earful, including how it's so sad that so much money is being spent on such a little idiot like my entitled cousin. Oh yes, Aunt Millie's words. So, Aunt Millie is pretty loaded, not gonna lie. She took me out after this and said she hadn't bought me a Christmas gift, so she wanted to get me one now. I said I was fine with whatever she wanted to get me. I'm definitely not the type to pick expensive things when someone else is paying. She told me that she'd pick the gift then and told me to wait at a bench in the mall and she'd be back with my gift in a second. She came back a while later and put it into my hands. I get excited when I remember it. A mother effing Rolex. Girl, I lost my stuff for a minute and was just so thankful. Oh, what an amazing gift from your aunt. It's so crazy how one of your aunts is actually like so horrible and the other just seems great and is clearly rich and very generous. I mean, what a combination, right? However, when I got that gift, that dress from my entitled aunt, surely you could have just exchanged it, right? I would have looked at the size, seen it's a size 2, and then when she tried to take it back, just said, oh, no worries, I'll take it to the store and exchange it for something more my style. That would have shown her right up. Moving on to our second story, hockey entitled parent causes over $10,000 in damage to hotel, then blames the hotel. Back by popular demand, I worked as a front desk supervisor for a hotel for 3 years. And as I mentioned in my last post, hockey parent entitled parents were some of the worst. The worst team to visit was from California. They were affluent, cocky, and inconsiderate. Already that week, there were altercations with staff of color and other hockey parents, and we were glad we quarantined them to the top 8th floor, away from other teams. The last night of the tournament lined up with a big fight on pay-per-view, and the entitled parents were slowly filtering back from a sports bar down the road. I was on the late shift this time, and the head of security, we'll call him Don, and I were laughing. It was almost peaceful. Around 11 p.m, we get a call from a frantic guest saying their bathroom light was raining. So I sent engineering up to the 5th floor, and a few moments later, he calls out on the radio he needs Don and the other two engineers immediately. Then the kitchen manager radioed, saying part of the ceiling collapsed and water flooded into the kitchen. Another call rang out from housekeeping, saying the same thing just happened in the laundry room and break room adjacent to the kitchen. All the flooding reports were from the same wing of the building, and we just renovated rooms on that side. We were concerned something happened to a water pipe somewhere during construction, but the head engineer wouldn't be back until morning. We get another call, this time from a businessman on the 8th floor. Water was flowing into his room from the hallway and Don heads up there. Don comes back down about 30 minutes later, furious and soaked up to his shins. One of the California entitled parents got wasted, then decided he wanted a bath. He plugged up the tube and turned the nozzle on high. He then went to sit on the couch and fell asleep with the water still on. Based on the timeline talking with other parents and the entitled parent's son, who left the room when his dad came back drunk, the tub had most likely been running for hours. The entitled parent was still plastered, and Don left him up there in the care of a fellow hockey parent so he could decide what to do with the general manager in the morning. I gave the rundown to the overnight staff and told them I would be back in the morning to relieve them. It was one of the few times I was glad to have back-to-back closed/open shifts because I could see how the whole story played out. The next morning, the general manager and head engineer were still racking up the cost of the damage, but it was easily over $10,000. In addition to his own room, he damaged recently renovated rooms on floors 8 through 4, and once it got to the 3rd floor, it followed the wiring slash pipes through the walls down to the kitchen, laundry room, and lifeguard break rooms, where it busted through the ceiling. There are safeguards in hotels to deal with the occasionally overflow tub or toilet, but the volume from the constantly running tub was enough to overpower the system. It was up to me to get a copy of the entitled parent's ID and get the general manager when he arrived. The entitled parent comes down 2 hours after checkout time, his hair well done and wearing a Rolex the size of my head. I knocked on the desk twice to signal my front desker to get back up while I talked with the entitled parent. When I asked for ID, he got ugly.
There is no reason you need my ID.
I'm afraid there is, sir. I've been instructed better to get a copy for our records, as there was some significant damage during your stay. The entitled parent leans in and starts laughing smugly.
Look, lady, if this trash hole can't withstand a little water, that's not my problem. I build hotels in California, ones that make this place look like a crack house. I know for a fact hotels are supposed to have systems to prevent flooding.
Yes, sir, they do, but in this case...
I know you're only doing this because I make more money in a minute than you will see in your entire life, but you don't want to go down this road with me.
I just smiled politely and reiterated he needed to hand over his ID. Then the general manager came whipping around the corner. He relieved me to go on break, but I heard the GM say,
I'm trying to handle this civilly. If you want to make this difficult, I'm sure the police would be thrilled to accommodate you.
I know they filed a claim with insurance, but I don't know much of what happened after that. I hope he paid for every penny. I mean, yeah, hotels do have precautions in place to stop a little water, but not an overflowing bathtub for more than 2 hours. Come on. And also, if this guy makes so much money, then why is it such a big deal to him? 10,000 is nothing for him. Just pay and leave. I don't know. Some people like this, man. They really rub me the wrong way.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now for our final story, entitled Mum Tries to Break into Tesla. So, at a waterfall in New York, there was a parking lot for cars, and a woman got out with at least 7 kids. They all spotted a Tesla, not mine, and ran over to it. One of the entitled kids said,
Look, a Tesla!
So of course, they all started staring at it.
Can I go in it?
The entitled mum said, sure. They go and try to pull the handles out to try and open it. They give up on the handles and start banging on the doors and windows.
I can't get in.
The mum goes and tries to find the owner. She eventually does and asked him,
can my kids sit in your Tesla?
No.
But you just need to unlock it.
No.
Just give me the dang keys.
No.
The entitled mum goes to the car and finds a big rock. You can see where this is going. She smashes the window, the alarm goes off, and she unlocks the door from the inside. So the kids climb in, take pictures, and touch everything with their dirty feet and hands on the white steering wheel, the white seats, the center console, and start stealing the things in the trunk. Then they got the heck out of there. Yeah, I wouldn't be that concerned about the dirt inside the car. I'd be worried that the mum has just smashed the window. What? Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, and you want to see a little bit more, click the playlist on screen right now and have a binge fest. With that all being said, I will see you all tomorrow with 2 more brand new videos on my channel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.